Good morning. Welcome to our graduation Sunday service today. Excited to celebrate all the graduates today on this nice rainy morning. With that, there's also a carry-in dinner, so if you forgot, now is your time to run quick to the store and come back. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to do that. There's always plenty of food, and you can always stay and eat. At least stay for the cake that the Women's Outreach is providing. So stay there and have some fun, have some food, and celebrate the graduates and all the hard work that they've put in. Also, just along those lines of announcement, for fellowship time, there's like no kids table set up. So for the kids table, there's two tables way back in the back corner with no tablecloths. I was told that to ask about putting the kids there so that it still stays nice for the meal afterwards after Sunday school. So just to make note of that as you take your kids through the line. As well as that, there is no music for Lori's class back there. So all the kids that are in Lori's class that sing, stay in the fellowship hall until classroom goes back there. I believe Maggie and Andy are your teachers for that. So wait for them to go back, and then you can go back with them. So there's also another announcement about short-term missions funding. If you guys are wanting to participate in that, on the round table out there in the foyer, there is applications and stuff like that. Have that in by May 5th, which is next Sunday, so a week from today. Are there any other announcements before I do the last one? If not, we are going to go and, Trevor, if you could play the promotional video.
It's a jungle out there. Every day, our kids encounter questions about their faith. Did God create everything? Was Noah's Ark real? Why do I need to be saved? Can I really trust the Bible? At the Great Jungle Journey, kids will explore the answers to these questions and more as they embark on an epic adventure from Genesis to Revelation. As your children sail along on a fun jungle cruise, they'll stop at seven ports of call, the seven seas of history. Creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ, cross, and consummation. Kids will discover how these events shape our world, and they will realize their need for a savior as they reconnect the Bible to their everyday lives. Prepare to swing into fun on the Great Jungle Journey.
If you guys want to help with VBS, there's sign-up sheets out there, and if you want to help and like hear me talk like that all week, come in and help. It's going to be awesome. No, I'm not going to do that. But there is sign-up sheets to get your shirt done. I'm going to have to get those ordered probably here this week, so put that down. And then also with volunteers, there's a sign-up sheet for like where you want to go and what you want to do. If you signed up for a shirt and you're like, I'll go anywhere, now's the anywhere to put. Okay, so put your name down where you want to go. Otherwise, I might put you where you don't want to go. And get that done. There are some spots open that some people might not be able to fill this year that have filled it in the past years. And now if you're like, man, I have that ability, I want to serve in that way, now is the time to put your name down so you can serve in that way. And you have those abilities, and it's going to be great. I'm super excited about this VBS because we're going to go take it, and we're going to do it in Colorado too with the youth group. And it's going to be super fun. It's going to be awesome. So if you have any questions about like what a volunteer looks like, what you're going to do, you don't have to teach the lesson. So don't be worried about having to actually teach the Bible lesson. That's all put on me, so you guys don't have to do that. There's different things that take more responsibility. There's things that you just sit there and watch the kids and make sure they don't do anything that they shouldn't do. And there's a bunch of positions for a bunch of different people. I mean, we could even use, if somebody's really good with a camera, we could even use one person to walk around and just take pictures, put together a slideshow, and we could show it at the end of the week. There's all those kinds of things that we have the ability to use you and the VBS. So please sign up if you have the gifts to do that. Now we're going to go to a call to worship, which is from 2 Timothy 2:22. And it says, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
Well, good morning again. We welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 422, or look up on the screen and stand with me, please. No, not one, number 422.
Not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases, no, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy, no, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly, no, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one, no, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsaken? No, not one, no, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Fuse us a home in heaven. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Very good singing. If you take a moment to greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, again, we are grateful that you've chosen to worship with us, and especially greet those who are visiting, especially on this opportunity that we have to recognize our seniors that have been graduating from high school. And because of the amount of seniors we have and the length of our service, I'm just going to go over a couple of the prayer requests that I have received, and then I will pray. But we are grateful to see Ron and June back. June's been dealing with some back issues, and I know they're still ongoing, but we will pray that the doctors figure things out. But it is good to see you guys back, for you haven't been here for a while. So, and then this past week, Tyler and Jacqueline's two little ones, they all made it back home, and so continue to pray for the Hans. And then Maria Haas gave me a prayer request. Her mother, Dina, has been diagnosed with cancer, and so we will join with her to pray that God would heal and walk with them through this time as he's promised. And then Sandy Sievertson, her niece and nephew, Timber and Cody Darnell, they're in tribal work, and they're going to be moving to a different tribe, and so we're going to pray for them as well. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, we are grateful for the moisture you've sent our way, that you do not just choose to have that fall on one place and not another. It is a sign that you care for your creation and you care for us. It is to be a reminder that there are things that are so much out of our control. And at times we acknowledge that, at other times we think we can get by on our own. And yet we cannot make the rain fall. Father, we also think of how destructive storms can be, and again, how powerless we are. And so I pray for those that down in the Oklahoma area, those around Omaha that have dealt with the tornadoes that have gone through, we pray that you would, as you've promised, walk with them, that your people that are outside of the area that are coming in to help would be salt and light in those areas, and that you would be an ever-present help during this time. Father, we think of the health issues that we've been praying for, and we pray for June, and grateful to see him back, but know her issues with her back are still ongoing, and that you would give wisdom but also healing as the great physician. Father, we pray for Tyler and Jacqueline as trying to establish a routine, being at home with the two little ones. We thank you for new life, and we pray for many of our expectant mothers and families that you would watch over the health of both mom and babies. Father, we are grateful that we are able to minister to all ages here, that as we hear the signs of life, is just the reminder that as well as the ministries you've raised up of how we're called to minister to the whole family. We pray for those that are going to be helping with VBS. We ask that you would raise up volunteers, but also prepare the hearts of our students for the time at the end of May. Father, we also lift up Dina to you. We ask during this very difficult time that you as the great physician would heal, but also that you would bring peace of mind and heart. Father, I pray for Maria being up here and Mom being away, that you would comfort her heart as well. And thank you for that promise that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And it is when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know we can fear no evil because you are with us. And may that be an ever-present promise before the family's mind. Father, we also lift up our missionaries around the world. We pray for Sandy Sievertson's family as they transition in tribes, not only for the travel, but also for the adjustment of culture, the working and demonstrating the love of Christ and learning the language and being able to speak clearly the life-saving message of Jesus. Father, we also just think of the Weens as they minister in Russia, grateful that Olya has received her green card and able to travel to the States. And we pray as they prepare for their time in the States that you give him safety and travel, help him as he finishes up his classes for the Russian church, the places they minister to, even in the very dangerous places, that you would open up doors of ministry. Father, for our seniors, we thank you for guiding them through not only those that are graduating high school, but also graduating from college, that you would, as you've promised, provide direction, that they would seek after you with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, we pray for our world. There's much turmoil around us, and it is easy to become overwhelmed. Father, help us to trust in you, to cast our cares upon you, because you do care for us, and that the Prince of Peace would demonstrate himself fully to in those areas that there is strife. Father, we also thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to invite all the seniors to come up here. You're going to stand on this side of the stage. So if you guys want to start heading your way up this way, and we'll get ready to do this. And honor you guys for all the hard work you guys put in, and it'll be good. As you guys are coming up here, what we want you to do is you're going to stand on this side. I'm going to present you with your Bible, as long as I can remember who you are. No, I'm kidding. But you're going to come up here. When I give you your Bible, you're going to come up here. You're going to say your name, where you're going, and what you're going for. Make sense? So your name, where you're going, what you're going for.
My name is Addison. I'm going to Luther, it's in Iowa, and I'm going for political science because I want to be a lawyer.
Good morning. My name's Anthony Mitchell. I'm in debate between two schools, Mount Marty and a school back in Maine Maritime. So I'll be going for business economics or international business, one of the two.
I'm Alex Shoemaker. I'm going to Augustana and majoring in biology.
I'm Coley Harrell, and I'm going to USD for business law.
I'm David Haig, and I'm going to Lake Area Technical College for diesel technology.
I'm Isaac Van Sherrill, and I will be attending Lake Area Technical College for ag business.
I'm Isabella, and I'm going to pursue my CNA license at Highmore Health.
I'm Josiah Wiebe. I'm going to Lake Area Tech for aviation maintenance technology.
I'm Caleb Sarchet. I'm going to South Dakota State University for civil engineering, and I'm also taking the Air Force ROTC program.
I'm Lydia Lowe, and I'm going to SDSU for engineering.
I'm Trevor Laskwich. I'm going to SDSU for psychology.
Do you need them to like scoot together so we can get a big picture? Scoot together, get a big picture. Like people in the front. There you go, there you go. Go to the front, go to the front, go to the front, go to the front. There you go. Yeah, that's right, Addison. No, I and it's probably a lot closer than most of you, but I know like what it is to graduate and what an honor that is for them. And it is a big honor, and we are super excited to give them a Bible, and I hope, and I know the church as a whole hopes that they will use this as they go and all that they do. I'm just going to pray for you guys, and then you guys can have a seat. Dearly Father, I just thank you for an opportunity to share your word with a bunch of young people. Lord, I just pray that they would use this as they would go. I just pray that this would be forefront, and I just pray that you would be forefront on all on their minds and in all the decisions that they are to make. They have lots of big decisions from now until eternity, Lord, and I pray that you would be with them and through all of that. Lord, I just pray that they would keep you first in all that they do. And I just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. We are going to be singing Then Sings My Soul, arranged by Mary McDonald. And this is really special for us because both of our brothers are graduating this year, so we decided that why not sing for them and all the rest of the seniors, I guess.
Consider all the world thy hands thank you, girls, for sharing with us this morning. I know we have a lot of talent in our youth, and I try to tap into them a little bit and get them to share that with us. But I remember those days just a few short years ago. One thing here is I'm listening to these kids share where they're going and what their interests are, interacting with you guys just week to week. One thing that I know with Sunshine, you're a little bit out from your parents' wings, but you're still being prodded along, I guess, in the way that you should go. But as you get out onto your own, there's a few things that you're going to find that are really important, and that will help you in your decisions and your choices and things. And one of those major things is to find a good church. And another thing is to get involved, but share your talents. We're all gifted in different ways, and don't let those gifts go to waste, because it will, along with helping someone else, it'll build you up as well. Let's stand and sing a little bit more here this morning. One more song for you this morning, but I think we'll let you stand for this one as well.
Father, we do praise you for who you are. You are a holy and awesome God. And yet you have, in your providence and sovereignty, chosen to love us. Despite our sin and our fallenness and our weakness, you loved us enough to send your Son. We thank you for that gift. We thank you for that love, for the forgiveness of our sins and the hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.